Are you fired up? Are you fired up? One more time, are you fired up? Brothers and sisters, comrades, friends, and I would be naive to think if there are not some enemies in our midst. There are some here, but that will not deny what we have to do. Today I'm speaking as a member of the ILWU Local 10 delegate to the U.S. Labor Against the War. And for those of you that don't know, last October, David Bacon and I, you all know David, he's a well-known, widely published labor journalist and photographer, had the opportunity to participate in a historic mission to Iraq to go there and find out what was happening on the ground since the subsequent occupation, the illegal invasion of a sovereign nation, Iraq. What we learned there is that there is a thriving trade union movement there. But what we also learned is that the Coalition Provisional Authority are doing things in Iraq that are very reminiscent of what's happening to us, in particular what happened to us on April the 7th. Because the Coalition Provisional Authority has made it illegal for Iraqis to have any kind of mass demonstrations. And that is exactly what happened on April 7th of last year. Companies like Stevedoring Services of America, which is one of our employers, conspired with the Oakland Police Department to unleash violence on peaceful demonstrators and ILWU workers. What you need to understand, brothers and sisters and friends, is that the Iraqi people are also engaged in a struggle very similar to ours. Iraqi workers don't have the right to organize, and the Coalition Provisional Authority is doing all they possibly can to prevent that. They don't have the right to have freedom of assembly. That is exactly what was challenged on April the 7th. I was recently in Chittagong, Bangladesh, where again, one of our employers, Stevedoring Services of America, SSA, listen very carefully. They had an anti-privatization convention of which I was invited. And I had a chance to meet the mayor of Chittagong, a man by the name of Mahudini Chaudhary. The mayor told me that in 1999, then Ambassador John C. Holzman had approached him and said that he should not expect to win his election for another term as mayor if he did not lobby on behalf of SSA for a privatized terminal. The mayor told me that he was offered $10 million. I've got it on videotape. He said he was offered $10 million on the part of the ambassador to get him to take a bribe. SSA is carrying on privatization all over the world. The violence that was perpetuated on us would have not happened without its consent. The command post where the police were operating was in SSA's property. And I say to you today that the United States has come up with another phrase for its latest military attack. I believe it's called something like Operation Vigilant Resolve. And I say to you, this is the real Operation Vigilant Resolve, because we're exercising our constitutional rights. We're going to march down there again. But I want to caution you and tell you this. The march can't stop here. The ILWU Local 10 has proposed a million worker march to take place in mid-October in Washington, D.C. And I just want to read a little bit of something to you. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 10 recently passed a resolution proposing a million worker march on Washington, 2004. Mid-October has been chosen for the march with an exact date to be determined in the coming weeks. This mobilization is being proposed in response to the attacks upon working families in America and the millions of jobs lost during the Bush administration with the complicity of Congress. So both the Republicans and Democrats are responsible. Let me just say this to you. We need to have a worker agenda that deals with issues such as national health care. We need an agenda that deals with stopping the privatization of jobs, stopping offshoring. We need an agenda that talks about stopping the privatization of Social Security. $87 billion has been appropriated for Iraq. When David and I were there, we saw no evidence of any kind of allocation going to Iraqi people. But here in Oakland, they're closing 5 schools. We say that we need to have an agenda that talks about putting Americans to work, to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, to stop the criminalization of poverty. And we say to you, I hope that each and every one of you will go back to your respective community organizations, labor organizations, and so forth, and sign on to this resolution. But in closing, I want you to join me in a chant. And it goes like this. An injury to one is an injury to all. Injury to one is an injury to all. An injury to one is an injury to all. An injury to one is an injury to all. All power to the people. We will not be stopped or intimidated by the police. And we have to show the world. We have to show the world that everybody does not agree with Bush's aims of imperialism, globalization, privatization. This whole area should be shut down right now. But that's all right. We're going to make our statement today. All power to the people. Thank you.